about your own family? How about your grandparents, your parents? Where
did
they come from?
Well, of course, I'm not all that positive. In doing this book, I actually, personally, knew nothing further back than my great-grandfather to begin with. My grandfather was James, who, incidentally, was on the committee that was appointed to select the county site for Pierce County when the county was first formed. The reason it's possible that I can say my grandfather just two generations back is because my grandfather was almost a middle-aged man when he got married. He was 37 and his wife was 18. He had 9 sons and my father was the youngest. So my grandfather was 60 years old when my father was born. Then I'm at the bottom of the deck pretty much, and my family too had just one brother younger. And so I was, my father was 40 years old when I was born, so if you add 60 and 40 together, you got 100 years. Well, our county is, and of course my father died in 1928, so that's a long time away now. Well, my grandfather, James, was on that 5-man committee that was appointed to select the site for the courthouse, hold an election, to choose the first county officers, and that kind of thing. And one of his uncles, the name of one of his uncles is on that marker before the courthouse, James, who was the first coroner. That James is the great-grandfather of Reverend Clyde Patterson. But we can go back one more generation to Lewis, who was my great-grandfather. And we've been able to go back still at a generation back to him to another James, who had first settled in Liberty County. And from thence, he came with his younger children to what was then Ware County and is now Pierce. Now I have a cousin, Miriam, who has done extensive research on this. And she has reached the conclusion that this James was in turn the son of a Gilshot who lived along near that Savannah River Valley, you know, in that area, way back there at the time of the American Revolution. As a matter of fact, Gilshot and his son James were both in the American Revolution. But now when we go further back than that, then it's just guesswork. We really don't know. We really don't know. As a matter of fact, if you went very much further back than that, you'd be back in England or some other place. Of course, I've always been told that is a Welsh name. But of course, Wales being, for all practical purposes, an English province, why it would really amount to the same thing.
Were your parents educated people also, like you are?
Well, my great-grandfather, Lewis, couldn't even write his name. I have in my book a copy of his application for a marriage license, and he just made a mark. But they were very smart people, because his grandchildren, well, I'll say this, all my father and his brothers were all well-educated people for their day. Now remember that's going back to the time of one-room schools and so on.